Davar bi'itay matayv, that ties in to the sugyas that we're learning a little bit. That is, so on the first daf of Ilam Etzias, we mention a ha'ara from Reb Shmuel Yankiv. One of the lavin of Hashavas Aveda is, it says in the Torah, Loy suchal lehizalim means that if you see somebody's mitzia, somebody's Aveda, you're not allowed to turn a blind eye. You have an obligation to pick it up and to return it. And we will ma'ir the lashon of the pasuk Loy suchal lehizalim. Loy suchal lehizalim sounds like you can't. You could. You're not allowed to. But how could you say Loy suchal lehizalim? So we shtel too that there's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh that says Loy suchal lecha b'sharecha. And Rashi over there quotes Rabbi Shua ben Karcha that said Yochal ata. Of course you could physically. Aval enoch rashoi. There's an idea of Yochal ata aval enoch rashoi. Loy suchal lehizalim is the same thing. It's Yochal ata aval enoch rashoi. In fact, if you take a look at Targum Unkelus, Unkelus says Les loch reshu leizkasa enoch rashoi. It's not Loy suchal in the literal sense, but rather yochal ata v'enoch rashoi. The question then is, so why does the Torah say loy suchal? If it's not loy suchal, and really what it means is that you're not allowed to, so then why say loy suchal? We said what Reb Shmuel Yankiv said on the pasuk loy suchal lecha l'sharecha in Zois Liyakov in Parshas Re'eh Ayin Shah. But just to maybe be mazbe this inyan benusach achar k'sois tzas, and that is Rabbeinu Bechaya. On these words, Loy suchal lehizalim says the follows. V'sneh she'amar Loy suchal lehizalim. Ein lohaven oisai b'ashavas aveda b'vad. Even though this lava Loy suchal lehizalim is talking about ashavas aveda, but says Rabbeinu Bechaya, don't understand the depths of this lava as referring exclusively to ashavas aveda. Elohu adin b'shar kol ha'protim. The same is true for all details, v'shar kol ha'tayolois, and all benefits shebiyado adam lehaviyam lechaveroi olahaser v'lidchois niskoy mimen. This would hold true for anything good that a person can do for somebody else, or anything bad that a person can try to prevent happening to somebody else. Hareyu chayev bekulon. He's obligated to make sure that only good things happen to his friend. Meaning loisucha lesalim, although it's talking specifically about your friend's shor, his sen, his chamor, his simla. But really, it's true for all in Yonim that relate to your friend. Like Sucha L'Salim, never turn a blind eye from your friend. There's an idea that a person is supposed to go out of his way to make sure that his friend is going to have all the good things in the world. And you should do whatever you can possibly do to be Moinea, anything bad from happening to your friend. Uke'inyin Sha'amar HaKosov, says Rabbeinu Bechaya, V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamaycha. He said it's similar to the mitzvah saseh that we find, V'yahavta L'Reyacha Kamaycha. I think this Rabbeinu Bechaya is a marimokim nefla. V'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha is a general mitzvah saseh. That a person is supposed to love his friend. And really from v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha we learn what Hillel told the Ger. Ma daloch sni l'chavrich lo yisavit. Never do something to your friend that you wouldn't want done unto you. There's a lo yisaseh component to v'yahavta l'reyacha kamoicha as well. And that's lo yisucha lo yisalim. And the makar to that is this Rabbeinu Bechaya. Ein lohaven oisei b'ashavas aveda b'vad. This is not only true for ashavas aveda. You know, when we learned Masechtas Bava Kamma, right in the beginning of the Masechta, we spoke out the stipler in Kilas Yaakov Simon Aleph, who talks about what the makar is to the Isser Masak. So Bava Kamma 101 is, Arba Avis Nezikin, Ashar, Abar, Amadad, Ahever, and if somebody is Masak, either Begufay or B'mamoynoy, the halach is, there's a Chiv Tashlumen. But in addition to the Chiv Momen that you find in the beginning of Bava Kamma, there's also an Isser Masak. There's also an Isna Veheta component, Grama bin Azakin, who's part of the Dine Yadam, but the Gemara says has an Isna Mazik. So there's an idea that in addition to the Dine Mamanis, the Chesha Mishpah component of every Mazik, there's also the Yeridea component, there's also the Isna Mazik. And everyone mutches a little bit to understand what is the Makar to the Isna Mazik. Like Signoiv, like there's a whole bunch of different Makars. I think we spoke out 9 when we went through this inyan together. But the stipler, Kiyodua, said that you know the makar to the Issa Mazik, it's the parsha of Ashavas Aveda. Now the stipler was coming from a gemara that we're going to learn together, where it's mavur, that there's a chiv Ashavas Aveda, even by karka, which is really enin exalis, it's something that can't get lost. And it's from there that you see this inyan. But the truth, it's mefurish in this Rabbeinu Bechaya. He says it in Bok Tzener. He says, V'zesha amar loysucha l'salem, ein lo haven oysa b'Ashavas Aveda b'vad. Elohu adin b'shar kal ha'protim, u'shar kal ha'tayalo y'shabiyad. adam la'aviyam b'chaveroi oy lahasir v'litchais niskoy mimenu. He says a mefurish. Loisucha l'salim liktan iser masik. It's mefurish. But the bottom line is, the inyan of loisucha l'salim is a lav klali that really mirrors v'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. So here's the hergish. The hergish is, I saw, there's a new sefer that came out, the Kovet Purim. It's Mamorim from Reb Shmuel Yankiv. It's called Oyer V'Simcha. So Reb Shmuel Yankiv wrote Oyer V'Simcha B'chayev. I was like to get an autographed copy from the Shiva Lane when I was a bach learning in Eretz Yisrael. So this goes back a little bit of time. But it was just put out this year for Tavshin Pei Dalet. It's a Madura Murcheves. And it's with the whole Reman, the ganze ganzkeit of Reb Shmuel Yankiv, Kedarki B'Kodesh. Either way, on page Tof Nun Aleph, he says that he heard in the name of the Kotzker Rebbe, that the Kotzker Rebbe said that why is it that when Oivdei Kechavim, when in the Yehudim, they get together and they get drunk. So what happens? A fight breaks out. There's a brawl, the punching, the shvichas damim. When Yidden come together and Yidden get drunk, what happens? It's all love. It's ahava. They feel a tremendous leap shot. They start singing. You put your hand around your friend. And that's the hergeshim that come out when Yidden get drunk. So the Kotzker Rebbe said, because Chazal say, nichnas yayin, yotza soid. He said, the soid of a goy is, al char b'chotichya. The soid of a yid, it said, is v'yahavtel reyakach kamoicha. He said that when the if the kechavim come together, it's nichnas yayin, it's yotza soid. What comes out is, v'al char b'chotichya. He said, when yidden come together and they get drunk, it's nichnas yayin, yotza soid. What's the soid of the yid? The soid of the yid is v'yahavtel reyakach kamoicha. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, yesh loymar, Chazal say, heviyani el beis hayayin, v'diglu olay ahava. Say Chazal, heviyani el beis hayayin, zeh Sinai. Sinai is compared to in the Moshul as beis hayayin. He says, we know when the Eibishter came to the Umay Sa'olam, and he offered them the Torah, and came to Yishmol, and Yishmol said, Vosh date in the Torah. The Eibishter said, loy sirtzach. He said, loy sirtzach, that's not for us. And then he goes to Edom. Right? There's different schoyes and different lashoynes of this chazal. He said, Vosh date art, and it says, loy signoy. Said Rabbi Shmuel Yankiv, why were they screaming, loy sirtzach? Why were they screaming, loy signoy? They poshed, they couldn't light, because Heviyani, a beis hayayin, zeh Sinai. And Sinai was a beis hayayin. What came out was the pnimius of the guy. And what came out was the soid, it was nichnas yayin of Sinai. The Moshel and the Nimshel Hashava, and what came out was Loisirtzach and Loisignoid and Loisinov, because that's the soid, that's the pnimius, that's the chetz of the guy. When the Eibishter offered the Torah to Klal Yisrael, what did Klal Yisrael say? Nasiv and Ishma. We know Vayichan Shom Yisrael Ki Ishachad Belev Echad. When was that? That was B'Sinai, because Heviyani Al Beis Hayayin Zu Sinai, and at the Beis Hayayin it was Nichnas Yayin Yotzah Soid. The soid of the Yid is. It's v'yahavtel reyachah kamoicha. The Kotzker Rebbe said, the soid of the goy is achar b'chatichya. The soid of the yid is v'yahavtel reyachah kamoicha. Rav Shmuel Yankiv said, he says, that's why I'm Purim, where you find the avodah of the day is chayiv inish l'psume b'puria adol yada ben or hamam baruch mardchai. Vos tita yid. The Yid sends Mishloach Manos Ishlo Reyeyo. He gives Matonis Lev Yoyin, because this is a day where the Pnimius of the Yid comes out. And like the Kotzker Rebbe said, what's the Pnimius of the Yid? The Pnimius of the Yid is V'yahavtel Reyecha Kamoicha. So I was thinking, Avada Loisucha L'Salim is a Loisnase. It's a Loisnase. You have no Rishus to turn a blind eye. But you know what the Torah is saying? The Torah is saying that a Yid is supposed to feel. A Yid is supposed to come to a place where if he sees something bad happening to his friend, where his friend lost something, not enoch rashoi, how could I? If you saw your own thing that was lost right now, or if you saw something bad happening to someone in your mishpacha, someone that's near and dear to you, you would have to tell the person, I know you, it's an asoyin, but do the right thing. How could I not? Loisuchal, it's not possible to be misalim. It's not something you can physically do because you feel that hergish. So the Torah is saying that when it comes to your friend, when it comes to this Indian, you should feel loisuchal misalim. The void of a yid is to be megala the pnimius. The pnimius of every single yid is v'yahavtel reyachah kamoicha. That's who we are as a nation. We see it on Purim. You see it when yidden come together and they get abyssal tzavild of it. You know what happens? It's nichnas yayin yotzasoy. What comes out is, what emerges is mishloach Achmanis Ishlereyeyu. What comes out is Matanis Lav Yoinim. Zog the Torah, the Avoide from the Yid is to come to feel, to have a hergish of Loisucha Vesalim. Not it's in a sign, how am I going to be Oymed bin a sign? But you should feel, how could I not? I have this strong hergish of Vehaftu Reacha Kamoicha. You know, the Sfarim ask, how is it possible to even come to Vehaftu Reacha Kamoicha? That's impossible. Like you tell a person to love someone else. Right? The Rishonim asks, how can you have a leisachmoid? How can you tell a person not to be jealous of somebody else? How can you tell a person not to forgive somebody else? These are human emotions. You want to govern what I could eat, what I could say, b'seder. But how do you govern human emotions? The teretz, I think, is the pnimius of the yid. Really, the pnimius of the yid is v'yahavta reacha kamoicha. That's the soid of the yid. The problem is, it's covered with clippers. It's covered with things. But the avoid of it is to peel off all those clippers. And when you do that, what's going to be nesgala? What's going to be nesgala is the beautiful yid that's underneath it. Because that's who the yid is. The pnimius of the yid is v'yahavta l'reacha kamoicha. The pnimius of the yid is loisucha l'salem. The pnimius of the yid is loisachmi. That's who the pnimius of the yid is. The problem is there's layers and layers and layers on top of it. But the Torah says loisucha l'salem. Your avoid is to come to a point, avada yochalata, avada yochalata. That's what the uncle says, lesbach reshu. But the avoda, the oimik over here is to come to your essence, to your pnimius, where you should be in a matzev of loisucha lesalim. It's posh, it's something I can't tell.